Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash. With Daniel Eisenberg, this year is dedicated to Ilei Nishmat, another Chaya Racha Bas David Tzvi. For Parshas Emor, we have the discussion of all the Yom Tovim. It's actually very fitting that during Sfiras HaOmer we learn Parshas Emor, because that's where we see one of the times in the Torah that it gives us the mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer. And Sfiras HaOmer, it gets the name, the counting of the Omer. The Omer refers to a mitzvah in the Torah of a particular carbon, called the Carbon HaOmer. The Omer is a certain measurement. And the Carbon HaOmer was an Omer's worth of barley that was taken. It was a communal carbon. And this is what permitted eating from the new grain. So the whole discussion of eating chadash, of new grain, whether or not it's you know, us or nowadays, because in times of the Beis Hamikdash, we needed the matir, we needed the permission of bringing the carbon over to eat from the new crops. And then there's a discussion, well, nowadays that we don't have the carbon omer, so are you allowed to eat yashan? Are you allowed to eat chadash, or do you have to eat yashan only previous grain? And there's a whole halakhic discussion, but it's all based on mitzvah in this week's parsha. Now let's take a look at a midrash. This midrash is in Vayikra Rabba Chaf Ches Gimel. And the Midrash says as follows. Amar Rabbi Berechia, Rabbi Berechia says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Leich emor lehem liYisrael. Go tell the Jewish people the following. Kishayisi nosin lechem es haman, when I would give to you the man, hayisi nosin omer lechol echad ve'echad mikem. I would give each person an omer. An omer is worth, again, that's that measure. It's a siris eifa, a tenth of an eifa. And This is the measurement that's mentioned in Parshas Bashalach when we're first given the man, that every single Jew had hadad dehu d'ksid. This is what the pasuk says. Omer lagu goles. Continues the midrash. Hashem says to Moshe, "V'achshav she'atem nosnim li es haomer, and now that I'm asking you to give me an omer, because I'm telling you to give me the korban haomer, ein li ela omer echad mikulchem, as opposed to when I gave you an omer, I gave every single person an omer, but when you give me an omer, I'm asking you for you to all collectively give me just one omer. V'lo od, and even more than that, ela she'eino shalchitim, ela shel se'orim. It's not even of wheat. I'm just asking you to give me barley. Lefikach, Moshe matzir Yisrael, v'omer lehem, therefore Moshe warned Yisrael, and he told them, v'hevesem es ha'omer, bring the karban ha'omer. So this midrash starts off tells us about the mitzvah of the Karban HaOmer, and compared to what Hashem gave, it's really not such a big deal. That, you know, it's only one Omer for the entire nation, and it's only barley, it's not wheat. One point I mentioned is that it seems to be a theme of Midrashim in this week's Parsha, of how Hashem kind of arranged for Avodas Hashem to be relatively easy for us. We have in Chaf Zayin Vav, it says that Hashem points out that the 10 species of kosher land mammals that are mentioned in the Torah, so 3 of them are domesticated and 7 of them are wild, but he only asks karbonos for us to bring karbonos from the domesticated animals, because Klai Yisrael have to trouble themselves less. They don't have to go to the mountains and catch an ayel, a tzvi, a yachmor, an akko, a dishon, a ta'o, a zamer. You can just get, you know, you don't have to go out far, you just go to your backyard and you get a cow, you get whatever it is. So Hashem makes Avodas Hashem easier in that way. And then there are other midrashim in Parsha as well to that theme. But I want to go specifically discussing this mitzvah, right? Perhaps this mitzvah can actually explain to us why, in general, there is an isser of eating chadash, and why it's dependent on the Karban HaOmer. Right? Like, why is it that every single person in Klal Yisrael is not allowed to eat from the new grain until the Karban HaOmer is brought? Right? As we entered the land and we lost our Omer of Mun, right? When we first entered Eretz Yisrael, so the Mun had stopped falling. And we're going to have to work on work on the fields and make our own food. So as we entered the land, we lost our Omer of Mun, we had the opportunity to produce our own food. And starting with barley, and then 49 days later, even with wheat. And Hashem demands that we start the process of eating new grains with giving an omer. They were supposed to give an omer to him to remind us of the omer of Mun that he always gave us. Perhaps the purpose of this is to remind us that our parnasa really comes from him. That in the Midbar, it was very obvious that our bread was coming from him, because it was lechem min hashamayim, the Mun came from heaven. It was very clear. And when we enter Israel, it's going to be much harder. It's much easier to say, that I worked hard. I plowed. I planted. I reaped. I gathered. I did this myself. So before we allow ourselves to eat from the new grain, the new crop, we first bring a Korban HaOmer to remind ourselves that really we know that, that the Omer that we're giving reminds us that we remember who gave us our Omer, who the Omer really came from, and who Omer still comes from, and that's what this gets at. So it makes sense, right? That we have to all be taloy on it. We're all dependent on it. Only one korban needs to be brought out of Hashem's generosity. He's not making every single person bring an Omer. But everyone's eyes must be turned towards that one karban. Everyone is halachically dependent on the karban ha-omer. So yes, Hashem is very, very generous in this mitzvah, as the Midrash highlights, but it's something that we all have to pay attention to, that we can't eat from the chadash, we can't eat from the new grains until we acknowledge that the omer that we're giving is really Hashem's omer, because he provided the omer for us. And of course, that's something we're supposed to take with us when we think about the man, when we think about the zeichel leman every single Shabbos, and when we have our lechem mishnah, it should remind us, and every single week we should remind ourselves that all our panasa comes from Shemayim, everything comes from Hashem, no matter how hard we worked, how many hours we put in, how much effort, how much blood, sweat, and tears we put into producing the parnasa. All we can put work as hard as possible, and it could all be in vain. Hashem doesn't want us to have the money. We could work much, much less, and Hashem could provide everything we need. Even so, so for us to be able to take that, to say that, to see that Omer, and as we count the Omer every single night, and we count and remind ourselves from the Karban Omer that we hopefully will be able to bring next year, we also remind ourselves about the Omer that Hashem provided for us. Hopefully, we get to the level where we're able to see everything as coming from Hashem.